this is Roy Masters, 55 years in your service. I hope to have another 55 years. I should live so long. However, let's start with our program and continue last night's discussion on children. I see that a lot of you married people and, you know, half-married people, if you know what I mean, you got problems with your kids and you can't get them back. They commit suicide, you commit suicide. It's going right up to the roof. The suicide is growing more and more as the circumstances of your country start to deteriorate, or they are deteriorating to a degree that it will become impossible to survive, psychologically or physically. So we can prevent that, but your children are the extensions of you, and you're the extension of your own parents, and I need to talk to you about this. And I will talk to you in a way that psychiatrists couldn't, absolutely cannot imitate what I'm about to tell you. And what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to take a few minutes to just stir up the program a little bit and get you to call me, because calling me and letting me speak to a live person, or a person who wants to be alive, or a person who wants to wake up and realize he's been asleep for a long time. The long sleep since the day you have been born. And you thought you were awake. You're just awake, but you're not aware. Animals are awake, and then they sleep. They have two states. You have a third state. You have awake and asleep, and then you're aware, which is above awake. And there's something I need to discuss with you with great severity, with great detail. And I wish you would call me. Please, call me. Make sure you attack me in every single way to make it clear. Would you, please? I can tell it to you in a minute or two. But then you'd have to have the intuitive understanding to grasp it. And intuitive understanding is what you've lost, for which reason why you have so much suffer with yourself and your children. And you don't see where the suffering is coming from because something is missing. Intuition. Intuition. As opposed to out-tuition. The wordless word in the heart. The way of knowing. But not knowing why you know, but you just know it. And of course you can be a broken person and feel the same way. And there is, you know, a skylight of difference between the two. So I want to start off the program with an attempt to get parents who have problems with their children and also problems with themselves trying to straighten out the problems they did to their children without knowing how they did it. This is my opening salvo. We're going to have just a minute or two before we begin our program in a serious way. But I just want to set the stage. I want you to bear in mind, I'll repeat this after the break. Animals that are born to their mothers must have loyalty to the mother, must accept, with no choice, of course, to accept the commands that's embedded in that relationship. Otherwise, the baby will wander away and not know what to do. It sticks with the mother and learns from the mother. Okay, we now, that's not too necessary of Americans, but we are making a point. Now, human beings are not animals. We have something that animals never can have, Monkeys look like people, but they don't have intuition, and you can't teach them to be human. You can make a monkey out of a man, you ladies. You know that, don't you? But you can't make a man, you know, you can make a monkey out of a man, but you can't make a man into a monkey. Yeah, yes, you can. I got it mixed up, and you know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. This is yours truly, Roy Masters, on the air 55 years, going into 56 soon. Please God, I should live so long and you should live so long. But, you know, maybe you won't want to wish you'd been... You are long live when you see what's coming in 2016, it's all over. And we might be able to save this country if I can get to your parents and get to your children. And this is the subject for tonight. I want to just put it in a capsule and then ask you to explain, ask me to explain this in great detail. So when I want you to listen just a few minutes, and I want to give you the phone number to call, 800-866-8883, and call me from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. All right. It goes till 9 o'clock, but we do a best of. Unless we have a lot of calls, I don't go beyond live, just to be, you know, clear about this, transparent. The last third hour is usually an older version of me, maybe a few weeks ago, and it all sounds the same, but still, you'll enjoy listening to it. We usually give the best of. You find the best for that day and put it up, and I go to bye-bye, sleep. Okay, so now, here is my warning. And here is what you need to understand in a capsule. If your child is in trouble, and this is what I read yesterday from The Great Deception of Education, which you can get a copy of my pamphlet, which I'm not going to read. I'm going to take little pieces from it and discuss it with you. So let me just read a little bit. Separating your children from the system. Okay, that's the part of the pamphlet, The Great Deception of Education. If your child is in trouble, it's essential that you separate him from his friends. Then he might recover his sense and sensibility. Sin, the influence of the world, the dark influence, has a sick, hypnotic hold on the mind, even with the soul itself. So it's impossible to fight the hypnotic influence after the mind has been programmed from birth. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. I'm reading this, but adding a word or two to the dialogue that I'm reading. So it's impossible to fight the hypnotic influence after the mind has been programmed. And the program comes from parents. We will take on this and tell you what program is. It is a hypnotic state. Now, I'll stop reading. Because you don't know how to separate your children from the corrupting influence of his friends at Hi-Fi and Dope, and which all act as a hypnotic reinforcement. Personalities and music and dope all act as reinforcements to your failure that you implanted in him that you didn't know. And if you do know, you're very guilty. And you try to get to do the right thing, but you can't. He'll run away from you. And you can't, but you in a different way, he could become stuck to you, codependent. That's even worse. So that doesn't cure anything. So we need, your parents need, to understand what you fail to do. And accuse you of it. Because you don't know that you did it. And you cannot see what it is. I will now explain it in the nth degree. And if you want to call me and discuss this with me, because the discussion is better than me blabbing. Excuse the expression. I don't want to sit by myself looking at a screen waiting for an intelligent caller. A person who wants to know, what have I done to my children so I can undo it? And what is wrong with me? So I can become the wife or the husband and the mother, the father. So he will believe in me when I try to help him next time. But what you don't realize, that if you have influenced that child, and I'll tell you what that means in a minute, I'm going to go back just a little bit further. But if you have influenced that child with your impatience, or being angry with him, or being too nice to him or her, see, or codependent or rebellious, whatever it is, I'm going to show you what it is, and I'm going to bring it down to just a tiny little place. And listen carefully now, please. And then I'll do a little meditation on the radio, so all of you can learn in the 3 or 4 minutes how to cope with yourself and eventually cope with your children's problem. But you have to start with you. You have to change the world. You have to change the world that's got into you, that was passed on to you. You've heard me say it several times. But now, let me give you an example about animals. When a lamb is born to a sheep, when a calf is born to a cow, or whatever, a duck to his ducklings, they will stay close to the parent. Duck, cow, lion, leopard, whatever it is, the offspring is addicted and subject to the influence and the safety of the ever-present, the presence of its mother. In some cases, it's the father, depending on the species. Okay. Now, they can't do anything wrong. The mother, usually it's the mother in the beginning, of course. The mother is dedicated to the offspring. And the offspring is dedicated automatically, effortlessly. It is. And if it isn't, the baby, the offspring, would wander away. It must be influenced by its mother. And it gets so remarkable that sea lions and creatures like that, they know when they come back out of the water where their mother is. They have a certain sense to it. They go straight back to that in their early stages. There are animals like that, especially animals you know, of the ocean, like sea lions. And then birds do have the way of flying around and coming back to their nests, even though there's thousands of nests and nestings in the big island somewhere. They know exactly where to go. The baby wanders and baby of bird wanders and comes back. But you see, there is an attraction, a necessary attraction of the influence of the mother. Now let's go to human beings. There's no hypnotic thing. It is they need the presence of that parent to survive until it can survive on its own. And there's a natural understanding of that consequence of when it moves away as an individual creature. Now, they don't have something called good and evil. And that makes the difference between you and them. These creatures are better off than human parents because they don't create problems in their offspring. None of them do. Now, you can find it in nature. You won't find it. You always find the care of the mother, even if it's animals that crawl out of the ocean and dig holes and lay eggs. Turtles of the ocean, I forget what they call. But still, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. The parent is the ocean. They've got to get to that ocean. See, and it doesn't mean to say that the creature is the ocean. This creature doesn't need the mother anymore when the turtle buries the eggs. And the crocodiles does the same thing, I think. So many animals are like that. They see the mother as the ocean. And the survival of the fittest, which is natural to them. The strongest must survive. The weaker ones don't. So on and so forth. However, I was not very sophisticated in making my point here. But let me say now the next thing, which is a corollary to this. Let me see. That you have good and evil to consider. And so, if your child does not find the good in you, the evil will hypnotize him from almost the day he is born. Whatever you are, whatever the world made you, whatever your mother or father did to you, and your mother and father, you know, had it done to them. It passes from generation with little notice of anything wrong at any time. Giving birth to a child is wonderful, but it's only wonderful if the mother is not in a mesmerized state. I'm not joking. Because you see, look around you and see your country crumbling and the children broken and being abused horribly. Half the country children are abused. One half. Give me some evidence otherwise. It's more than half. It's nearly all of them are broken. Just like you, when you gave birth to that child, they automatically bonded to you, but instead of being a duck or a cow giving birth to a calf, and they have a union, which is always right. Always right. Lest the calf dies for some reason or something happens. There's a bonding. But with human beings, we pass on something we do not see. And it expresses itself in the behavior of your children and the children with one another. And so there are those people who know how to take hold of that and take them away, which they've done in America. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back. Yeah. May I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you get this radio program. The number is, they call me on the radio program, 800-866-8883, and the number of the program is 8533. I don't know how good this conversation has been to you. I've expressed it in an ad lib way. I could have written it down to make it more sophisticated. I do hope that you will call and say, what do you mean? Well, I said that you animals cannot make their children psychotic. They can't make them bad or good. See, they just what they are, and they're bonded to their parent until they don't need the parents. They just, the parent always protects them. But human beings do not are asleep. And you know that you're asleep when you have problems with your children. Because if you were the animal that doesn't have the ability to be right or wrong, evil or good, find the word for me, please. But there is not a right and a wrong there. There's not a good and an evil. It doesn't exist in the animals. When a crocodile eats it puts its claws, its beak, and pulls a baby, whatever it is, as they rush over the water. You see some of those movies where the crocodiles jump out and grab these animals. They're just crossing the river, and the little babies are specials. You want to cry. It's all part of it. Everything eats everything else. See, so that is it. And for crocodiles, it's the way crocodiles are. And the baby crocodiles, well, they have their own inheritance. Our inheritance is sin. And when you give birth to a child, you will give birth to an identity crisis in that child, the same as you have, but you've hidden it from yourself. And you may not know it's there. Because you get it, you inherit it from the mother just by being born. Just by being born. So that makes the baby not guilty of whatever came through you. But it also is evidence that something psychologically is disturbing your child. Your child has some kind of disturbance, some anxiety, some fear, unable to speak up for itself, angry, hostile, you know, suicidal. You name it. I don't have a whole list of it because I'd be all night reading all the symptoms. And all the symptoms begin, as I say, you are automatically bonded to that dark self which you do not know you have, that you've had as a parent to the degree that you are having this baby. So you're 15, you have a baby, 20, you have a baby, 30, you have a baby, 40, you have a baby. Never mind what it is. The minute that baby is born, whatever fault you have in you, Whatever the flaw is, it is locked into you. And the child comes into the world and develops by itself a desire to be for purpose. But purpose is lost for the most part, because what is coming through you is a robber of purpose. And you could make your purpose making sure your kid has purpose, but then you don't know what that is, because that's up to the kid. But if you try to give him purpose, you're the one that gives purpose. You're like God. You're playing God. But the child will automatically, if you want him to be a bishop, you want him to be a rabbi, you can cause him to be a rabbi. Not because it's his idea. It's because you put it there. You want to be him to be a violinist? He'll be one. Or he'll be rebel against it. Hate music. Or love music because of the pleasure and the escape it affords. No, you've never heard. I'm looking at the program. I'm looking up the screen here. Nobody said anything so far. So, do you have a kid in trouble, yes or no? It's time for you to call me. 541-86, no, not 541, it's 800-866-8883. If your child is in trouble, it's essential you separate him from his friends. But you can't do that. You don't know how to separate him from his friends. You could be angry and try to separate him from his friends. And he will push against you. Or you can separate him from his friends and make you addicted to your commands, so that he's never free from you. And he becomes more and more and more of what you are trying to save him from. This country is done. Unless you understand what I'm saying and trying to say, I'm looking for a caller who understands. For example, I have a caller, not now, but this is typical. A lady calls. Now listen to this. Hello, Mr. Masters. Hello, Jean, how are you? I'm just making this up as I go along. I have a daughter that just hates me. She doesn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. Mm-hmm. She sounds like a nice lady. Yes, I want my daughter. I love my daughter. I want to see my grandchildren. So I've done nothing wrong. I don't know why she's running away from me. Are you a good parent? Yes, I'm a good parent. I don't see what I did wrong. What she doesn't see she has done wrong is to bond that kid to her approval. She's codependent. The child is codependent, but mother needs a sense of worth that she was robbed of when she was born. I told you what happens when you get born. You do lose who you are. And so you either become a bully or a coward. So now you become an appeaser. And I'm talking. So I say to the lady, you're an appeaser. She, what do you mean? Well, your daughter is addicted to your approval. You've taught her to give in to you, and you reward her for that. And she feels the pull, and she's pulling away. But I've been so good to her. No, you've done that so that she should be good to you and to stay with you and to love you and give you a sense of worth, which is worthless. Okay, we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. We're waiting for you. Okay. All right. Now, I have a young lady who's Christiane. Is it Christiane? Yes. Yes, okay, so I'll talk to you in about 2.5 minutes. I just want to remind you that there's such a thing. I have a device, and it's free. And it's called the 7-minute meditation. And 7-minute meditation has no religious jargon on it. I am not asking you for money. I'm asking you to go to my website, fhu.com. And if you have anxiety and fears, if you're an alcoholic because you're a failing parent or a failing person, and you have a problem with your mother and father, and you're messing around with the girls, and you're going to have children, and then you're going to have abortion, or you're going to try to be the best you can to what's still alive, I can show you how to make it good. And not bad between the two, what being addicted to love, addicted to drugs, you see, or being super nice and not be addicted to anyone but to your children. So that's what I'm saying. So a little while ago, I said to the lady, the reason why your daughter wants to run away is because she feels you pulling on her. You feel that you're needing her to need you. And she doesn't want to need you. She doesn't want to need anyone. But she actually does need someone because the fact that as a parent, you'll have forced need on her, which worked for a while, then she escapes to another person who needs her to be saved from her mother. See that? You can't beat the system. It's hypnotic. And so we are talking about a ground of something, an origin which causes you to imitate in many different ways behavior. There are all sorts of behavior, and then there's the end of it. It starts again. So you could have anxiety. You could be an alcoholic. You can be psychotic. The whole list is huge. But it all has one thing in common. And none of that would exist if you could forgive your mother and father, for they know not what they do. They didn't see it, and you're standing in their shoes if you're not careful, and you're going to produce babies, and you're going to kill them and put them in a, give them to the abortionists, or you'll try to do the best with them, which is the best thing to do, but you don't know what the best thing is, because they do need a father. And so you tend to look for a father, but then, you know, you don't really know what you're looking for. You don't know what is buried in him until you start to love him. And the minute you start to love him, whoop, out comes the devil. You're starting to embolden what was already there. See, embolden what was there. When you embolden it, you're giving your energy to it. And it goes backwards and forwards. So I'm going to continue the subject tonight. 800-866-8883. Go to my website, fhu.com, and get the free meditation.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to take my calls now, 800-866-8883. I spent a half an hour, 33 minutes, on just making a point. And you're mesmerized from the very beginning of birth. And what's in your mother is passed on to you by the failing of your father. That adds a little extra to it. And even though you may have a father that's good, like me, for example, excuse me, put it that way, the mother will always bring affect the child. And it's important for the father to bring him over to him, which is rare. Where the most men bring him over to them is by being a bully and drink together, something like that. You see? So we won't go into that. I have a caller, and the number is 800-866-8883. And Christiana. Are you there? Your son called me last night.
Yes. Christiani.
Yes. So, I'm listening.
I called before saying about my son.
Yes.
That he is depressed and he is suicidal. Taking medication, but it's not helping. And yesterday I asked him to call you, and he did call you.
I couldn't make any way with him. I could not arouse him to talk intelligently to me.
He doesn't. It is with everybody.
I know. But now we need to talk to you about this.
Okay, yes.
Are you you're the closest parent?
I am the most.
Do you try to correct him? Yeah, just in other words, when he does something wrong? Or you try to encourage him in some way?
No, yes. I always did correct him.
And how do you do that? How do you correct him?
Of today?
Are you angry when you do it? Or are you very sweet and nice when you do it? Which one is it?
Oh, well, depends on the situation. And yeah, mostly yelling and screaming. And
you do, so that's not good.
I did most of the time.
I know, but
they're all adults now.
No, you'd have to.
The youngest.
No, listen carefully. I'm not understanding you very well, but I think you'll understand me very well. I said, you have not loved your child in a proper way. You try to make him a better person in order that you should feel good about yourself so you can say, this is my son, pleased. Like Jesus, you see, this is my son whom I'm pleased. I think that's a scriptural thing, comes very close to it anyway. See, you can't play God. You don't want to use your child to make him over to become a better person in order to be proud of him so that you feel good about how you made him. That is the danger. And that is a way of crippling your child and just using him to overcome the insecurity of yourself.
But parents doesn't want for their children to be successful.
Yes,
we do.
No, you're absolutely wrong. I do not want my kids to be successful. I want my children to listen to what they know is right in their heart and move in a certain way. And slowly but surely, if you take a small child and you love this child, I have a great-great-grandchild. He's brilliant. And it's ever since he was three, he has a psychotic mother. But his mother gave him the meditation exercise when he was two or three, and he loved it. And the result of that is that he corrects his mother. He will say, when he's four, when your mom gets angry and gets into a mood, say, hey, mother, get over it. Just like that. And the mother is obedient. The mother starts to respond to this boy. What you need to do is to understand
that really isn't the problem.
David, are you talking to me? A mechanical error. See, what you need to do is apologize to your son. You keep on pushing him because when you push him, you rob him of freedom. You are cruel because he doesn't fulfill your dream of him. See? And you are using him for your own purpose. You want him to be good, then you could be proud of him. And you get a sense of worth from that. But your son hates you for that. But he becomes addicted to it out of guilt, to going along with you. And then, but he goes along with you, he becomes more weak. And more weak, you've got to do more and more for him and push him harder and harder. And he pushes you back further and further and becomes more confused. And it becomes impossible for him to exist. The pain is so excruciating. And he doesn't know, he has a love-hate relationship with you. If he loves you, he's no good. And if he hates you, he's no good. If he loves you, he's going to give his life to you to make you feel better about something. He doesn't know what to do. You're killing him. You're literally killing this boy.
Okay.
Because, excuse me saying so, you are a selfish swine. You are a selfish swine. You only care about how you feel. And he has to help you have a good feeling. You have to be proud of him. Then you're pushing your will on him. And that's not the way. And you're making him worse. You're a killer. You people, women like you are killers. You got to stop it. And if I were you, you talk to your son and say, I talked to Roy Masters and apologize. Mother, what? You apologize? You must apologize in a real way because I've been using you to make a prize out of you. I can make you a wonderful person so that I can claim that I made you wonderful. And that makes me wonderful. That's what you're doing. And most kids run away and my other kids just get broken, psychologically destroyed. And that's what you're doing. That's what causes suicide because all he's got is you for life, for the purpose. And that you're just using him for your purposes, not for God. You're a wicked woman. I don't want to hear you crying to me. You just listen to what I'm saying. You just apologize to that boy. I listen, and you just tell him what I just said to you quietly. Say, son, I want to sit down and have a cup of tea with you. I realize I've been doing wrong to you. I'm pushing you. I'm pushing you to be somebody, and you're becoming
right. Nothing. I did. We did that last night, right after.
Oh, good.
He hung up. We did talk.
Good.
I asked him for forgiveness, and he said, I asked him to say that he hates me, and he said, no, I don't hate you.
Yeah, he does.
We had a good
conversation. Yeah, he does, though, but he does. And he doesn't want to hate you. Yeah, but he's really
saying. He cried.
Yeah, he cried. And well, that's a good start. I take it all back. Now you have to forgive me.
No. Why? What did I say?
Yeah, I know. Well, I just had to make sort of wake you up and wake everybody up listening to
me. I am waking. I know when you said about manipulation, when you talk about the woman to manipulate.
Yes, you are manipulating him. That's what you've been doing, manipulating him.
I understand all that today.
I can see that. That's good.
I can see that I did manipulate my whole family.
I like it.
All this time, I know. My youngest is 21. My oldest is 26.
Now, do me a favor. You have him call me again.
Yes.
I'll talk. What's that, David? On a better phone, yes. Your phone is bad, but I've been listening to you. And so I've got enough from you to rebuke you, to admonish you, so that you might be pure. I'm not a raising crazy person. I have to be very strong. in this and in a good way. To, she did take it where he was. That is a good sign. That's a very good sign. So, Christine,
I just need
listen,
you
your
to
phone,
tell
your
me,
phone,
okay.
Yeah, listen. What did you say? Because you have a bad phone, but I'll give you one more shot. Go ahead. You were saying?
I just want you to tell me, practically, say, do this.
No. You says, do you mind? If you want him to do something, just if you want to do this, what's his first name? Dan?
Dan.
Yeah. Dan?
Dan.
Okay. Yeah, D-A-N. Okay.
Daniel.
Daniel.
He's Daniel.
Yes.
He likes
yeah, okay,
to be
yes.
called Dan.
Okay, Daniel. Let me call him Daniel because it's easy to say. Would you mind going to the grocery store to get something for me? And say it as you ask it, not as a demand. Like, go down and get some milk at the grocery store. No, you need to take that order quality out of your speech. So that if I says, Mother, not right now, if you don't mind. Okay, whenever you can. You can take all the pressure off of it and apologize for all of that. I know you meant well, but that mean just it just doesn't work that way. You got to stop pushing your will into him. And that's how you'll become a homosexual or something like that.
He's behind the computer.
Yes.
He doesn't want to do anything else. So I should not ask him, push him to get out of there, to
well, you say,
get out of the computer.
I can barely hear you. I understand that, David. But no, if you say to him, turn it off, he will go deeper into it.
I'm going to call from a landline. Is that okay?
You need to call me back tomorrow, and we'll talk again. You need to have a better phone. But I have compassion for you because I know what you're up to. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you understand. I gave an example of a lady, not this one, in the very beginning of the program. And she calls, she says, my daughter doesn't want anything to do with me. And I love my daughter. I says, no, you don't. You need your daughter to need you. And she feels the pull, a pull of no existence, other than pleasing you. And she's running from that as fast as she can go. She was absolutely amazed. She didn't see it. She could not see it. And even as I spoke to her, it was difficult to grasp. She thought her need for her daughter was love. No. A person has love, has no need for anyone. So if you have a little child, let them play. And find out what they like to do. And my grandson, my great grandson, he's so smart. He will find a quarter, and hand it to you because he's so honest. And you say, keep it. Oh, she says, thank you. He says, I'd rather earn it if you don't mind. Things like that. And he saves up his money. And his mother lets him buy what he wants, and he buys some puzzle that I couldn't do. And at 4 years old, he's put it together in 6 hours. But that's what he wants to do. But he wants to earn his own money so he can get what he wants, so the things that he wants is his, not somebody else's money. He wants that. He wants that kind of freedom to earn it, and to earn freedom at the same time. And that's what you need to do with your children. So if you haven't got a husband or father, a good father, you need to be that way. You need to understand, especially with male children, they're not stupid. Male children are smarter than 10 women put together, in the sense that they come in an order. And if you talk to a male child as a mother and ask him his advice rather than being his teacher, see, ask him his advice. What does he like to do? Make sure he gets a start on it. See, be gentle with him when he makes a mistake. Don't be angry. Don't be frustrated. Okay, we'll be right back. All right.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, here's that pamphlet again. If your child is in trouble, it's essential that you separate him from his friends. But first of all, you have to separate you from him or her and stop pushing your will on him. And when he does something wrong, then you bring it to their attention in a proper way. I have found that when I have a certain tone of voice, and that's not artificial, you know, an actor can do it, but the actor can do it almost as, like it was real, but in real life, not in a movie. The actor will act out the part, but in his real life, it doesn't work. The chances are it doesn't work. The reason why an actor is an actor is because he wants your glory. That's what we do. Musicians want glory. So, what I'm trying to say here is that you have to have a certain tone, gentle, with a mother especially. Well, and not a syrupy, honey dear, would you go down to the store and get a glass of milk, a pint of milk, or whatever it is. Okay? That is sort of subterfuge of way of demanding. You have that in your voice. It has to be in you. The child is intuitive and can recognize phoniness. It can recognize willfulness, even if you try to hide it. When I walk about the world, I can read people just like that. I'm just like a kid. I can see through everybody. I can see if they are really good people at heart. I can see them trying to be a good person. I can see them hiding anger. I can see it. And they see that I can see and nothing is said. And my presence has the influence. And when I speak to that which killed them when they were born, what they inherited. Do you understand that what I'm doing with you is doing what your father couldn't do, what your mother couldn't do? I'm admonishing you in a strong way, sometimes gentle, sometimes strong, but I'm admonishing you that you might become pure. Okay? Now, I thought I would have a rash of calls on this subject. I think that you are mostly guilty as hell, and you don't want to pick up the phone and say, like this lady from another country, she had a very bad connection, but I held on to her anyway because what the son is, called me last night. And he was very weak, and I had to leave it alone for a little while. I'm glad that tonight mother calls. And she is not dealing with him right, but she's listening. She has a good heart. That lady has a good heart. She did not get upset when I yelled at her. That is flawless. She would not, did not take umbrage to that. That is good. That child now has opportunity. Now, I hope they are listening. Danny, you're listening. You can call me back again. We're on track. I've talked to your mother. And you're probably listening to me now. Please, God, you are. It's listening to the, on your computer. You call me tonight or tomorrow, anytime you want to. This time we have a nice discussion. I know the background. I've talked to your background. And your mother couldn't help it. She's a sweet lady. But she is stuck with a job that is not hers. It's a father's job, and I don't know where the father is. Because, well, she's obviously on her own, whether he's there or not. So, Christine, call me again tomorrow. All right. So, a sensible man or woman. I'm usually talking to the women because the women are mostly in charge of the children, I'm sorry to say. And the men are not just sperm banks. They are, in reality, in the light of reality, the wife, the woman, David, what's wrong with him? Well, you have a bad mouse. Okay. We need to have it fixed. It's breeding already. You know that. Okay. Oh, it's almost 7 o'clock, isn't it? All right. So let me just. I'll do a meditation exercise after the break. I'll do a meditation exercise, you know, every day. When things get a little bit quiet. So, yeah, I'll do it in the top of the hour, but in the top of the hour, not everybody hears me. That's the problem. See, only about 7 stations hear me, but I want to speak to 95 stations. We've got 10 more stations this week. It's kind of nice. So something's happening. And I do have a purpose in life. And the purpose in life is intuitive. You have to let the child listen to his intuition and less of demanding and controlling and correcting. There's a right way to correct. Excuse me, son, but you're being rude. And then he screams a little bit louder. I said, you're rude. Because you can't go out for a couple of weeks now. Whatever the punishment is. There's got to be that kind of quality to it. Or the kind of quality like this. Sit down and mind your own business. See? But there's no anger in it. Not like, sit down, you silly, stupid fool. That's got, that quality has to go. A rage behind the instruction. The syrupy aspect of correction. Both. All right. Go to my website, please, and download the 7-minute meditation. I will probably do one every night from now onwards, just a little one, just a variation of it. There's little variations that are very helpful. What we are ordering right now from China, I've ordered 1,000 of little computers that fit in your wallet. MP3 player fits in your wallet. Yes, and then it's got everything on it. You've got the 7-minute meditation, pain, fear, and stress, and etc. Everything. And it's going to be about $60 for the whole thing. You will never need and have anything, buy anything again.